Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Lumina, a Destiny 2 podcast. I'm Monica.
And I'm Josie.
And for today's episode, we're talking all things Crucible, Hunter invisibility, Titan shields, Telesto, and more.
Yeah, Witch Queen definitely shook up the competitive meta, which is surprising because I never play competitive, so how do I know this?
I think everybody's really enjoying Crucible right now. It's just a really pleasant experience.
Oh yeah, the new buffs to Telesto really make it the go-to gun to counter the Hunter invisibility. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah? All right, that's as far as we're getting with the bit, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, we probably should let everyone know that this is an April Fool's episode. hence the Destiny talk.
Right.
Although, real talk, we do enjoy Destiny quite a bit.
Yes, we do. I feel like we play Destiny a lot more than we've actually ever played Halo. Like, I think if you just gathered all of our hours that we've put into Destiny together and the hours that we've put into Halo, it's a lot more Destiny, isn't it?
Well,
I feel like it would be.
It kind of is a game that's literally changing every week.
That's
so
true.
It's one of those, that's like my one, this is the game I grind on and I play for weekly things and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Apples to oranges, I guess.
Yeah. Not to say we don't enjoy Halo, because clearly we do.
Of course.
It's just that they're different games. I mean, I was going to say Halo I mainly play for the story, but then I also play Destiny for the story because I hate Crucible.
Yeah. We are very much joking on,
yeah,
like how lovely Crucible is. Although I'm working on the Dead Eye Sealer right now, and I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. I really don't.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I don't know why. But you're right. I think, you know, I look at Destiny really fondly, too, because, yes, you and I met with Halo, and, you know, but I feel like we've just had, like, really nice bonding moments over Destiny.
Oh, yeah, and we definitely talk about Halo a lot while we play Destiny.
It's true. And vice versa.
This is the way I look at it. Destiny is our we're waiting for new Halo content game.
Yeah.
Because every time we load it up into something in Destiny, be it a Strike, Iron Banner, or something, we're like, man, so can't wait for Infinite, huh?
Well, fortunately, I think you were mentioning the seasons, and Infinite kind of staggered well with the way
that
you could play them.
Yeah, we got Season of the Lost right in the last leg of waiting for Infinite to come out. Infinite came out, and I dropped Destiny, which is great because I finished everything I wanted to do in Season of the Lost. And then once I finished off Infinite, Witch Queen came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, I was looking at Season of the Lost around when Infinite came out, and I dropped Destiny, and I played Halo. And I was looking at all the triumphs and all of the grinding progress that I had done in the previous seasons of Destiny, and Season of the Lost was like, meh, 0%. Because I
don't need
busy
that Dead
playing
Man's
Halo.
Catalyst.
Say again?
I didn't need that Dead Man's Tale Catalyst.
Beloved gun. But yeah, we're here for Halo, of course, and this is a Halo episode. We actually do have Halo content coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just wanted to open up with a joke, and also just, like, share our love for Destiny, for once.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's a wonderful game.
It's very fun.
You know, they're cousins. Bungie's
yeah.
Brain.
I think the Chief has made two cameos.
Yeah.
In Destiny total now.
Oh.
And we got the CE Magnum.
Yeah, yeah. We've got an array of Halo weapons in the last year in Destiny.
It's pretty cool. But, what are we talking about today, Monica?
Well, I just wanted to kind of, since it is April 1st, I just kind of wanted to talk about some of our favorite jokes in Halo. This can be anything from
the lighthearted side of Halo.
Yeah.
Which it's there.
It's absolutely there. And, you know, it's more of, like, not even just have to be in the lore, but any, like, meta jokes or even just community jokes, even jokes that we come up with ourselves. I just kind of wanted to riff a little bit today and just talk about jokes. So can I tell one first?
Absolutely.
So this is something, because again, Halo is just always so nostalgic. this is a joke that happened in Halo 2. My brother and I were playing campaign co-op. I don't even remember years and years and years ago for Halo 2. And it's like we could go on for 2, 3, 4 episodes about all of the dialogue from the elites and the grunts, everything. But this particular dialogue from the elite really just made my brother and me just crack up. But he's like, we're hiding from him. And the dialogue, he goes, come out, come out. Don't be afraid. I have a banana for you. And like, I just, my brother and I, sometimes we just like say that randomly. We're like, come out, come out. I have a banana for you.
Oh my God.
Just one of those ridiculous lines that stick with you. But that's one of my favorites.
Sounds like something a Marine would say to a brute in Halo 3.
Right? Just like the ape theme, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of mine. How about you?
The grunts. I love the early grunts.
Yeah.
They're just really funny little dudes, and they're little cowards, and that's funny. Yeah. One of my favorite grunt lines I remember is I can't for the life remember what game it's from, but I just remember a grunt running away from me screaming, "I'm a cowardly fool," and that just got me. That just got me. But yeah, no, grunts are funny. Grunts are severely underrated, I think.
Yeah, the grunts in Halo Infinite, I will say, are some of my favorite dialogue. I think they you can just tell that they had an absolute blast just coming up with that dialogue.
That poor comms officer is severely underpaid.
Yeah. another dialogue thing that I liked was an elite. I think it's in Halo 3. But if you're if you do some friendly fire, this is when you're teaming up with them, with the Arbiter, his crew. And if you accidentally fire at them or something, they'll say different dialogue. There's so much dialogue. Also, stare at them, like, there's like actually like flirting dialogue, and he's like, "I'm not gonna kiss you here," or like something like that. But this one, I think if you accidentally shoot them, one of them says, "Is this because of reach?" And so, you know, as a lore fan, you're always like, "Oh, that's
yeah."
Fun. Although I guess you'd know that if you played Reach the game. So,
or if you've read Halo: The Fall of Reach, you know.
You know, one of those. That one always made me chuckle.
I think Halo 3 just has some really funny dialogue, even without the "I would have been your daddy" skill turned on.
Yeah. I think you're right. One of my favorite grunt, going back to the grunts, one of my favorite lines is when you stick them with a plasma grenade they go, "Oh no, not again." They're like, what?
There are implications there.
There are implications there. I like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Any others on your list?
Another bit I really like is in Metropolis in Halo 2, when Johnson's delivering the tank and he does his whole, "Marines, when I joined the Corps, we didn't have any fancy smashy tanks."
Yeah.
And at the very end, when Cortana says, "Thanks for the tank," he never gets me anything. Johnson says, "Oh, I know what the lady's like." The chapter intro is different for what difficulty you're in. It's like ladies like big tanks, like big guns.
That's right.
It's a really nice touch.
Similarly, in CE, his little intro speech to the Marines, that changes too, depending on your difficulty.
God's own personal anti-son-of-a-bitch machine.
Yeah. apart from lines... Some other jokes that I think we've really appreciated over the years. You're a Red versus Blue fan, or were at some point.
Yeah,
me too.
I watched the earlier seasons, and then I kind of just grew out of it. It happens.
Yeah, same here. But I think most of us really appreciate the Red versus Blue Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And there are a lot now that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
In Halo 3,
when they're trying to get through the door at the The second mission.
Yeah.
When you're in the base.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the characters that are arguing depends on what difficulty you're on.
Yeah. And I think, like, legendary is Caboose and Church talking.
Yeah.
And Church is trying to get through the door, and Caboose is like, "What's the password?" Church is like, I don't know the password. It's like, "I forgot the password."
It's really close, but no, that's not it.
Right. That's close. You were almost there, but that's not it. And also just like the game mode Griffball came from a joke.
Griffball.
You know, I mean, joke of all jokes, create a game mode.
Griffball is the best game since Griffball. Yeah, no, but I think there's like there's sometimes like little the player emblems. I think there's one or two that reference RVB.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 4, I think they made it into some either a multiplayer map or somewhere in Spartan Ops, there's a red versus blue reference.
I'm pretty sure it's Spartan Ops.
I'll have to dig out. Yeah, that one makes sense.
I think you have to shoot something.
Yeah.
And then you hear like the little guitar strum
mm-hmm.
of the typical
RVB
intro.
I remember that, yeah.
But I can't remember. I guess you get some dialogue after.
Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the mission, I think?
Yeah, I think you're right.
It strikes me like that's going to be in one of the Valhalla missions when you're hanging out there for a couple levels, killing a bunch of Covenant.
Yeah. Yeah, good times, RVB.
Yeah. Well, what about some of the jokes you've made?
Some of the jokes I've made?
Yeah.
I don't have any jokes that I've made, but you, on the other hand...
No, you do, you do.
What? I do?
You have your shipping comment that you update yearly.
Oh! In the very rare times that I'm using Tumblr, I will post on April 1st about how I ship Veda with a particular character in like the Halo universe, and it's never Fred or anybody. It's always somebody like the Prophet of Truth, and I think the first one was Del Rio.
And the one that surprisingly aged well in a way
was Atriox. Right, though? Like,
yeah.
I made that joke and then thought of the ship name was like Vatriox, and what a cool ship name, right?
And then Divine Wind came out.
And it's like, you know, Veda is this one step closer to this ship.
Technically was part of the Banished for a while.
Just saying.
Technically.
Vatriox is a thing. Fred who?
I hate that.
I know. I hate that. It's a good joke.
Is this year going to be excellent redolence?
It's what?
Is this year you're going to ship her with excellent redolence?
I don't know. I don't know who's gonna be this year. I'm going to have to do some scheming. Maybe Harbinger? We'll have to think about it.
No. That's also bad.
Okay. I'll have to think about something really... I mean, Del Rio. I was thinking, like, who's the most despicable blech in Halo? Yeah. Del Rio's, like, right up there. But that was my joke. But Josie, you're far funnier than I am.
I'm not that funny. I have like two that I really like.
What are yours?
The Swords of St. Helios are a non-profit organization. That's the bit. That's the whole joke.
It's so funny.
And then another one I made that I'll share on our Twitter. It's it's an edit of the it's more likely than you think meme, like the blank in my blank.
Yeah.
So I got a picture of George and it says macarons in my atmosphere. It's more likely than you think. And then the little button on the pop up below it says it's free reach.
Yeah.
I think it's like an antivirus ad originally. I don't know. It's old.
Oh, it's funny. Macarons in my atmosphere. It's more likely than you think. Oh man. I mean, I think we're funny. Other people probably don't agree. I think we're funny.
No. We have our moments.
We have our moments.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
Yes.
The full Wendell.
The full Wendell.
Yeah.
So in Last Light, when Intrepid Eye is berating Wendell, she's dealing with his fragments.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he says, now you're dealing with the full Wendell.
It's like, oh no, full Wendell, whatever will I do?
Yeah.
And then she just eats him.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, some Halo books are funnier than they mean to be.
Yes.
Last Light has some moments. The Forerunner trilogy, Bornstellar.
Thank you.
Bornstellar is hilarious.
Bornstellar is so funny. Actually, my reread of Primordium, mm-hmm. Right before Infinite Out, I reread the book, and it is also funnier than I thought. Like, a lot of people just think that one's, like, a slog through, you know, it's just, like, people walking a lot on the ring.
Okey-dokey. Yeah, but Gamalpar and Minerva are constantly dunking on Chakas.
Yeah!
Constantly.
So funny. And the Lord of Admirals inside of Chakas being all, like, disgruntled. He's so surly and disgruntled, and Chakas is so sick of him sometimes. He just literally tells him, he's like, shut up. Be quiet.
Well, thank you. It was just a salty little bitch, but you know what? He earned it.
It's so funny. Like, yeah, I think you're right. I think the Halo novels are funnier than they mean to be sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, at the same time, I think they mean to be just as funny as they want to be. Like, yeah. Kelly giving the finger to a sentinel.
Oh, just like, not just the finger, the double birds.
Oh, yeah, that would be. It would be.
While running backwards, dodging
so
a laser.
Funny. I just, like, and I have talked, I think, extensively about how much I love Broken Circle and the humor that's in that book.
Ah, good algorithms to you, young
Sangheili.
Good
algorithms to you.
There's a lot of untapped humor with the monitors, I swear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about last episode. We have Adjutant's Resolution. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just going to call my friends over while John and the Webbin are arguing about their relationship.
Like, inside their helmet, the Webbin is just like, oh, did you hear him? He has friends. And the Adjutant's trying to be all imposing and threatening, and they're just, like, bickering inside their head. It's like, hey,
yeah,
pay attention to me. I am the boss fight here.
In retrospect, Halo's quite hilarious.
Yeah, it makes us laugh. Also, the community makes me laugh. There are a lot of great Halo content creators, and even just people putting their funniest clips online and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One that recently made, like, mainstream news was Brian David Gilbert from Polygon.
Formerly. Of Polygon.
Yes, formerly of Polygon. He did an Unraveled, like, read all of the... Was it Unraveled? Or was it more
It was
just,
Unraveled.
Like, I read all of the Halo novels in 1 year. You watched that, right?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it's as funny because he disrespected our girl Veda Lopez. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like, most of his takes, I'm like, oh, Brian, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, and he's like, Halo 5 was awesome. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, they're takes from someone who's free from all the drama.
That's true.
He doesn't know the deep lore while he's reading the deep
yeah,
lore.
Yeah, he doesn't know the deep lore while he's reading the deep lore. But the joke of him reading Fall of Reach out loud and, you know, narrating, like, John knew his home wouldn't fall. He knew Reach wouldn't fall. And then looking at the cover and being like, uh-oh, John. Like, that one gets me a lot.
We're really in it now.
That one really makes me laugh.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, if you haven't watched that, it's really funny. Again, he kind of disses Veda and Ryan, both of them.
Yeah.
But at least he appreciated the Forerunner saga.
Indeed. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And there is a lot of other funny community moments out there, too. And then there's just, you know, the standard funny, like, just OG Cortana lines, you know, just like, this ring isn't a cudgel,
this ring
you
isn't
barbarian.
A cudgel, you barbarian. Yeah, she dunked on Chief a lot, actually.
She does, even in the books too.
Yeah, yeah.
I also just liked, like, when Chief teleports and he's upside down, like, just those kinds of things are funny.
Yeah, little slapstick humor never hurts.
Yeah,
I mean, it does hurt, but that's the point.
Badoonch. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think we just wanted to take a short episode today and just chat about funny things that make us laugh.
Yeah, mostly I just wanted to do an intro to a Destiny episode.
Yeah, and this will be our spinoff series of Destiny content to come.
Watch out, my name is Bifer coming for you.
Yeah. We're going to be the official source on Destiny content.
God.
Yeah, don't even. Mm-mm. Too much.
I love Destiny lore. I don't want to go into an existential discussion about the light versus the dark or
Mm-mm.
the Vex.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Anyway.
Anyway. But hopefully some people were able to chuckle at this episode.
Yeah.
And share some
laughs. That would
laughs.
Be nice.
Happy April 1st, Josie.
Happy April 1st. Now I gotta go wish my brother a happy birthday.
Aww. That's a day to be born on.
Yeah.
Fun. Did you
He's
ever do
the
any
age
jokes?
Where I can dunk on him. Not yet.
Did you ever like mess with him?
No, I was waiting for him to turn 18.
Okay. Damn. Okay. You're serious. You're just going to be serious.
Yeah.
Tell Gabriel I say happy birthday.
Absolutely.
think that's gonna wrap up this episode, right?
I think so. Just a short little fun thing we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
And we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.